Community Action Duluth has been engaged in trying to eliminate poverty, create prosperity and equity in our community. And one of their efforts we're going to talk about this morning with Amy Foster. She is the manager of the Seeds of Success program at Community Action Duluth. And they have a unique and wonderful idea in the works. Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So this idea of using apples to make fruit bits, how did this idea come about?
Yeah, it came about in 2015. We were looking for ways to increase the earned income for our program. And we were just having a conversation out in the field, and a crew member came up with the idea that we could glean apples from trees across Duluth and then process them and turn them into fruit leathers that we could then sell.
Now, apples, certainly they come from orchards, but a lot of people have apples in their yards, and I have to admit, I have an apple tree in my yard, and most of them kind of end up composting in the woods. How did you spread the word, and how successful is that in gathering apples from the community?
Yeah, we pretty much just went and talked to people. We would drive around town and identify apple trees and ask who owns that tree. Is it the city of Duluth? Is it local residents? And then we just would go and ask people if we could collect the apples. And that year is a bumper crop, so it was really successful. We were able to collect a lot of apples.
And what's the process once you get them? How do you transition these into fruit leathers?
Yeah, then we bring them back. We store them in cold storage. And then we have some industrial dehydrators. So we'll bring them back. We'll peel them, core them, and then cook them down for a while. And then you spread them thin on a sheet and then put them in the dehydrator. And then after they're dehydrated for a while, then you cut them into pieces.
So these aren't necessarily like that sort of traditional, quote-unquote, fruit roll-up idea. It's really more of is it a dried apple then, or is it really
Well, we do blend it. So okay. It is more of a fruit roll-up. Yeah.
So now how many people get involved in this? How big is the team?
Right now, our team is about 4 people, so it'll be myself and, well, it will begin this fall, but we'll hire a crew leader and then 2 crew members who will be doing this part-time throughout the winter.
And they'll be helping to gather as well as process?
Yep. We have already started the gathering process because we plan to add another flavor, a berry flavor, this winter. So we've collected a bunch of blueberries already, but we've also started the process of identifying more apple trees and going to look at the apple trees and just making out a timeline of when we can collect those apples.
So now how can people get involved? We get the word out here, but if people have suddenly found it, because it's going to be soon now, I think this is going to be the next few weeks where apples are going to be falling.
Yep.
Where can people contact you if they'd like to donate apples?
They can contact me at Amy@Community Action Duluth, and that is AIMEE at communityactionduluth.org. Or they can contact our production manager, Stephen, at STEPHEN at communityactionduluth.org. Or they can give us a call at 218-726-1665.
Now, what kind of apples are we looking for? Are we looking for a particular type of apple? Are we looking for a particular condition of apple? Where do you draw the line as far as an apple that's maybe too far gone?
So they have to still be on the trees. And, you know, better condition, the better that they are, the better that product that they will make. Mm-hmm. But we want a mix of sweet and tangy apples so we can mix them together and create a balanced product.
And what is the overall goal as far as Community Action Duluth's mission? What does this program help to do?
So the Fruit Bit program enables us to employ more transitional employees throughout the year because traditionally we are constrained to a 6-month growing period, but we'd like to expand the number of hours we have for people throughout the year for employment. It also enables us to create an innovative and accessible food product as well as create capacity around earned income for our program so that our program is more sustainable and less grant dependent.
And are these sold at grocery stores, co-ops, things like that? Where are they available?
Mm-hmm. In 2015, we sold them at Whole Foods Co-op, Zeitgeist, and then Essentia Health Duluth, as well as a farmer's market, the Lincoln Park Farmer's Market. And we plan to sell to all of those places again.
Fantastic. Well, Amy, thanks so much. This is a great idea, and we look forward to seeing it be more and more successful.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Indeed. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Amy Foster, the Seeds of Success Program Manager at Community Action Duluth, talking about the need for apples for their Fruit Bits program, where they take unwanted apples from the community to create fruit leathers to be sold at local stores.